Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Yo, what the fuck is up, everybody? This week we had Mr. Conspiracy back in town, and we had the opportunity to get the mics going. So there's no real topic. It's just a good old-fashioned Mr. Conspiracy's Power Hour. And a good friend of the show, Cole Berry, he sent us this awesome metal-as-fuck theme song for Mr. Conspiracy. It's perfectly fitting. We've been sitting on it for a while, so that's our bad, not getting it out faster, but here it is. Cole Berry presents Mr. Conspiracy's Power Hour metal theme. Hope you enjoy the case file. See you on the other side.
Lactates when babies cry.
Welcome to Alien Theorists Theorizing, Case File 54. Prepare yourself to be disappointed yet again. Because we've got hailing all the way from who gives a fuck, Mr. Conspiracy!
Ah, he's back.
I hate the show.
he's Mr. Conspiracy. I'm Zell.
I'm Barn.
I'm Braden. Welcome back to Mr. Conspiracy. A hero's return.
Yeah, it feels like it.
We haven't had a Mr. Conspiracy's Power Hour in
a long time.
Feels like a year.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It has been a while.
We've done a couple Power Hours without you.
I can't even remember the last time I was on. I'm trying to think. Probably like 5 or 6 case files ago for sure.
Well, 5 or 6. Probably right, fucking 20.
No, Reba. It was in late 40s.
Oh, Ripper. Yeah, Jack the Ripper.
That's right. Was that 47, 48?
I don't know. I'll lose track.
Yeah.
Too many to go through. I'm not a big fan of the Sunday record.
Yeah, we were kind of between topics this week, but we had a little bit of time, so we thought we'd sit down and turn the mics on.
Yeah.
And we'll see what comes out, because who knows at this point. I had a big weekend of not sleeping, drinking a lot of beer. And my mind is running low. Mr. Conspiracy's running hot. He's already stripping down.
Hosting here, man.
You got this fucking hunting jacket on.
He's warm.
No, it's a light sweater.
Oh, it's a light sweater. Okay. Oh.
All right.
Anyways, what do you want to start with? Space news?
No, let's do UFO case file of the week.
All right.
Gonna load her up in the Randomatron X2 here.
Yep.
I'm gonna push start on that thing right now.
And and stop.
Wow.
Mr. Conspiracy is looking at me like, what the fuck are you doing?
No, I know what we're doing.
Oh, you know what you're doing?
Yeah.
Andrew doesn't know, and he comes to every case file.
Really?
Yeah. Fernando Estagio? Fernando Estagio. That's what
right.
I'm going with.
Yeah.
In August 1963, Fernando Estagio, his brother, and a neighbor were getting water from their well in the garden when they saw a globe hovering above the trees near them. They apparently could see rows of people inside the globe and light rays beaming downwards. Apparently, a very thin, very tall being glided down the light beams into the garden and sat down. The entity had one eye in his forehead and carried a flashing box on his body.
What?
That's weird.
Apparently, the entity attempted to abduct one of the boys and paralyzed Fernando Estagio when he tried to intervene. How do you paralyze him? With like a pile driver? Similar to Owen Hart?
Oh, yeah.
Paralyzed Stone Cold Steve Austin? Maybe, I don't know. At the end of the encounter, the boys felt that, in fact, the entity had not wished to harm them and believed that he would return again to them. Well, he
what?
Fucking paralyzed their friends.
He choke-slammed the one kid. He did me no harm, man.
Yeah, he tombstoned him. He's moving around by blowing through a straw now. He's like, he didn't really mean to harm us.
So just an accident.
It was just a botched. It was just a botched wrestling move. That was a terrible one.
You know what? We got to re-examine this book, I think.
It's fine. Well, that book's crazy, man.
This book is just full of duds.
Yeah,
but
it's pretty bad.
It also contains some diamonds.
I know, but is the trade-off
worth
enough?
It.
I don't know.
You know what? We're going to throw it out. We're going to throw it out to our listeners.
You know what I think? I think maybe we should turn... I got to play around with the settings of the X2 to see if we can weed some of these out.
That's a good idea.
What I think we need to do is, instead of just using that book, we load up like a
whole bunch of books.
We load up like the whole web of UFO sightings, and it spits out the best ones, not just the shit.
Oh, not just the book.
Just the book.
Put some filters on there.
I think we can rig up the X2 to connect to the internet and become some type of tethered AI.
Oh, and it's just finding stories
us. It's finding stories for us. Yeah, we'll look into it. I don't know. Well, yeah, we'll see what happens because I don't know. Sometimes, man. Sometimes it's garbage.
Garbage. It's true.
Yeah.
Let's get into some space news.
Mr. Conspiracy, you have some there?
No, I got no space news.
I got no space news.
No space news.
You guys are nothing.
Nothing.
This isn't space news, but just weather news. It has been fucking snowing here nonstop. There's so much. I've never seen so much snow in my life. It's terrible.
It's hot here today.
Absolutely terrible.
That's a crazy, crazy early winter so far.
And in a week yesterday, I have to drive to the Yukon.
Oh, fun.
So even more snow.
Yeah, it's going to be just snow on snow.
And more darkness.
More darkness. Yeah, but really good chance of auroras coming up this next week. So I'll be in the deep north. So hopefully I get to see some cool ones with the purples and the greens. I saw red ones here a week or so ago.
Nice.
With the greens and reds, which was incredible, but I want to see the purples. So, what do you got for space news, Ryan?
We have meet Oumuamua. I have no idea.
Sorry,
but,
Sorry, what? Did you just make some weird noise there?
Meet Oumuamua. Oumuamua, I'm going with. The first interstellar visitor to our solar system.
Damn, you motherfucker.
It is.
I had that. It's on my list, too.
Stole it from you. Good. Yeah, it is the first interstellar. Is it a comet or is it an asteroid? Like, what do you? I don't even know what word it is. Anyways, it's a fucking giant cigar-shaped meteor or asteroid. And I guess. Oh, what the fuck?
Thanks, Ryan.
It's fucking penguins talking to me.
What are you at there? Your iPad?
Yeah. It's a fucking. It's an ad on this, what I'm reading.
He's turning into Billy Madison, just saying penguins talking to him.
Anyways, I got away from that one. But on October 19th. So we're kind of late to this news, I guess, but the Pan Stars 1 telescope in Hawaii spotted the Oumuamua, I guess. That makes sense. It's from Hawaii.
Yeah.
And they call it Oumuamua. Yep. It's the first observed object from outside our solar system, according to a study published Monday in the journal Nature. Nature is pretty much the go-to for anything scientific like findings. If it's in Nature, they claim that it's been peer reviewed.
Pretty good,
and supposed to be the top of the science news. Brendan, you got more facts on that?
Not on this. That's pretty much what I had on Oumuamua.
Oumuamua.
Oumuamua. I had prepare to be blown away.
No.
Researchers genetically modified beetles so they could grow a third fully functional eye.
For what purpose?
Who gives a shit?
Why? Because you can.
They were so busy
here we go.
Thinking about if they could, they never stopped to think that they should. There's a little throwback to Jurassic Park from the great Dr. Ian Malcolm. I don't know. I just read that and I was like, I said the same thing. I was like, why? And it's right in the middle of its forehead.
That's strange.
So it doesn't even give any extra field of view. Like they could have put it on its back or something. Could have seen behind it.
Huh. Or like right by its ass. Like it's like one of those rear like bumper cameras.
Yeah, reversing camera. But how do they know that it's a functioning eye? Do they poke out the other eyes and see if it can still see? Or
what's the experiment?
That's interesting. I never thought about that. I guess you would. That's how you would have to do, right?
Get rid of the other
like get like a really small little blindfold and put it on the beetle. Just a bunch of beetles walk around blindfolds.
How do you get that job?
Yeah, I don't know.
What we need you to do
is catch a beetle and tie a blindfold around its head.
Take this tiny little blindfold.
That sounds like a job for Mr. Conspiracy.
Yeah, I could do that job. Yeah.
Yeah, I just read it and I was like, and then it talks about, it's like, oh, it's so beautiful that like, it's so complex and they can make it in the middle of the forehead. And I'm like, I'm like, I don't get it.
But like, does it grow?
Are they going to start?
Oh, I got so many questions.
Are we
so
going to start looking like a fucking case TN file or whatever?
Case file 54. Questions of the mysterious third eye.
Why is this beetle got a third eye? What's he going to do with it?
Yeah, like, prepare to sit back and listen to an hour and a half of theorizing about this.
What was the whole point of the study on this? Like, why?
Because I don't know. It doesn't say. It just says they did it.
They did it.
It's strange.
Anyways, that's weird.
Imagine being on the panel and the guy come in and like, this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
I want to put another eye on this beetle.
People sat around and like, approved it.
Okay, well.
That sounds great.
That sounds good.
Yes, Jeff, go and do it, mate.
Why though? What's the scientific purpose?
They probably thought he couldn't do it. I'm like, yeah, you go ahead and do that. And they're all snickering.
We'll give you all these fundings. You can do it.
Use as much money as you want.
Huh.
Scientists have also found the first ever anti-aging genetic mutation. A Northwestern University team discovered that members of a small Indiana Amish community carried a copy of a genetic mutation and they lived 10% longer, as well as had lower incidences of diabetes and cardiovascular disease.
Interesting.
So they're saying, so they found it, but like, what are they going
to
do with it?
Do they expect us to turn Amish or something?
I don't know. Did they?
Or is it going to be like, I guess, like your purebred dogs, where they're going to start getting that bloodline and just start interbreeding to?
Well, there's one thing if we know about the Amish is they hate birth control. So
it's true.
That's not a problem.
I got one more space news.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Scientists have discovered a huge hole in the fabric of the universe. I guess it's called a supervoid, and it's the biggest one ever discovered. And it was by a scientist at the University of Hawaii. Hawaii's and they noticed about 10,000 galaxies seem to just have gone missing, is what it looks like. Judging by like this of where it is in space, there should be about 10,000 galaxies there. And when I look there, it's called a supervoid, and I guess it's just nothing. Nothing where 10,000 galaxies should be, like, based on the rest of the universe. They're like, there's nothing there.
Sounds stupid. Any possibility that you're looking at like black hole or something? Looking at the backside.
Well, they say it's bigger than any black hole and bigger than any supervoid ever found before. Hmm. And at one time, I guess if you talk to these astrophysicists, it was supposed to be an impossibility to have a void in space like that, just because everything expanded equally outwards.
There should not be nothing there.
There should not be nothing at all, and they don't really know why yet. So, fuck, who knows?
Well,
probably aliens. I'll go with that.
Cloaking device.
Mike is always falling down here. God damn it! I'm about to fucking have a Call of Duty rage out.
Rage quit.
Oh, anyways, that's all I had for space news.
Cool. Yeah, so I don't have much more. I don't have any more. I subscribe to like a bunch of like science pictures, and there's this one that always has pictures of like black holes, and like it does like weird digital simulations of like if two black holes were to fuse like together, and like really I don't have my phone with me, but I'd give their page a shout out. I love it. So interesting.
Nice. Yeah, I follow all those science pages. They're always awesome. Okay.
Yeah, good gems.
Well,
so what do we want to talk about today?
Well, I think Mr. Conspiracy has a list of 20, 30 topics he wants to go through. It's been a long time. You've probably been writing them down 2-3 a day.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I do with my free time.
Cream in the crop here.
I get a good one.
Okay, he's going to start with one here.
I might be pronouncing this wrong. It's the Temple of Padmanabhaswani. Baswami. It's located in... What's that?
That was good.
Yeah, sounded good.
Sounds good.
Padmanabhaswami, yeah. It's located in Kerala, India. Richest temple in the world. And if you see this thing, we can upload a picture of it. Carved to like the nine, like they spent time. It's covered in gold. It's gorgeous.
So it's the richest temple by just how much treasure is in it?
And on it.
Like and on it. So just
it's covered in gold.
Built out of gold and shit.
Yeah. So I guess it was recent that they discovered that there were 6 vaults located underneath them. Underneath the temple, I mean.
Yeah.
And I think it was 2011. The Supreme Court in India said that they opened the vaults. So 5 of the vaults got opened and released. Like, they found trillions of dollars worth of, like, gold coins, treasures, crowns, jewels, rocks. Like, crazy shit. And then the sixth vault door was a little bit different. There's no keyhole, no handles, hinges, anything. And there's 2 big, like, cobras on it. And I guess it's a warning of some sort. I'm not sure what, though.
Death?
Yeah. So what they say is there's only
one... Or maybe just cobras.
Yeah, it could be. It's a creepy-looking door, though. Like, it's got, like, demon faces around it and shit. And strange-looking.
Not something you should be messing with.
No, and this is, like, the temple goes back to, like, 500 BC. So, like, I mean, they were fucking with some weird shit back then.
Yeah.
So the first ones were opened. How'd they open the first ones? Like blast the doors open? Or?
I guess. It doesn't, like what I read, it didn't really go into detail of how they opened the doors. But like this one was different. Like no way to enter.
Do
like,
they try and blow up the doors?
I don't know.
Or is it like in Lord of the Rings, you have to speak the password and the door shall open?
Well, what it says is they say like there's a theory that their only way to open it is by a powerful ritual called the Garuda Mantra. And a Hindu monk has to perform it, and it's a chant.
Oh, so it's something to do with sound.
Yeah, and it's like sound waves, I guess, move a rock into the doorway or something. It's fucking weird. What would be behind that door?
Probably a portal to a different dimension. That'd be my guess.
Treasures, maybe? More treasures?
I'm guessing two cobras.
Two cobras.
Two immortal cobras just trying to eat everything that came in there. So what are they going to... Does it say... Are they going to try and do anything else? Or they just can't get them open? Or are they going to get a monk or what?
Well, okay. I read something else that there's a ritual in India and they use a small boy to like focus the spirit of the
small
deity.
Small boy?
Yeah, it's weird.
Okay.
And so they focus the deity that guards the temple into this boy and then the deity talks to the boy. And I guess he said that like he was mad that the first five vaults got opened and that he wants the treasure left alone and like the last door unopened. And I guess they all believed it and are falling through with that. They're not going to open it.
Pussies.
Open the damn door.
I'm super fucking curious as to what's behind it.
In there?
Can they get x-rays?
I can't imagine.
They must because they just did it with the Great Pyramid. They found the extra void under the pyramid.
Yeah, the mysterious one. Yeah, above the Grand Chamber.
Yeah, like a void that they never knew was there. Or they don't even know if there's an air vent or air duct to it. So they don't really know what it is. But
they have no idea.
Plague.
Probably a portal to a different dimension.
We should deconstruct one of the pyramids and see how it was.
We should. You should do that.
Did you just get a red letter or something?
Yeah.
I think you just go and tell them that who you are.
You need a ladder and a Hy-Vee's vest.
Yeah.
And you should be okay.
Yeah.
You can do anything.
You can walk
with
can
a ladder
walk
and a
Hy-Vee's
vest. You're pretty
and
safe.
You have like a clip on, like a lanyard with like one of those name tags.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have to have anything on. As long as you have that from a distance, it looks like you're legit.
Maybe just walk
anywhere.
Maybe a hard hat too.
Yeah, hard hat, sure.
Just for safety.
But with that India pyramid, temple, I wouldn't be surprised if it's just more gold and ancient treasures in that sixth room.
Why have six different vaults? Like, they all contain different things. Like, one was, like, precious gems and shit. One was gold coins. Like, why not just have one big room then? If I could, like, Scrooge McDuck.
Well, someone
into.
Yeah. Someone likes to stay organized, right?
They're clearly separating them, yeah.
I guess. It's strange. It's a strange thing to do, though.
That's where the pet cobras were.
So much dead skin in there.
5,000 years of shedding.
Dive into that.
No, but it is crazy that when they find the stuff still to this day, and they don't know what it is.
It drives me nuts when they find these things and they're like, oh, let's leave it be. I'm like, crack that motherfucker open. Who cares? Let's see what's in it.
Yeah. What's gonna keeping it shut gonna do? Nothing.
Yeah.
There's gotta be a way to like get in there. And still preserve the rest of the temple. Maybe just break that door a little bit. Like, what's the big deal?
Yeah, just drill a little hole through it or something.
Drill a hole, throw a little camera in there.
Yeah, something.
Something. Yeah, that's a genius idea.
That's a good idea.
One of those rectal video things. Yeah. Just weasel that thing in there. Sure, that'd work.
Why, guys?
Yeah.
Why not?
What else we got? What else do we want to talk about on this power?
We could stick on the creepy side of things and talk about Sophia.
Oh, yeah, it's fucking
that
robot.
The AI
robot.
She's
creepy as fuck.
What?
Yeah.
She scared the shit. That conversation she had when she woke up scared the shit out of me, man.
Yeah. So
it scared me.
Sophia is the AI robot. She was developed by a robot company based in Hong Kong called Hanson Robotics. And she, just recently, October, became a Saudi Arabian citizen.
That's weird.
So she's officially a citizen of Saudi Arabia as a robot. Now, there's a bit of uproar about this because she's based actually, like her image is on Audrey Hepburn.
Right.
So, and if I have a look at her, she kind of does look a fair bit like her, which is also creepy. But the big uproar with it too, with Saudi Arabia. Ryan's just having a look at the photo of her now. She has more rights as a robot in Saudi Arabia as a citizen than most of the women. Well, actually all the women in the country, because until recently they haven't been able to drive. They're not allowed to walk down a street unless they've got a carer.
Yeah, they got a rough there, don't they?
Yeah, that's weird.
She can walk around. Well, I guess she can't walk. She's on wheels. But she doesn't need to have, I guess, like your Habib or Burke or anything on. So there's a bit of uproar about that. But she's.
But how can she be a she if she's a robot?
Well, she identifies, I believe, as a
female. She's chosen female.
Well, her creator did. I think Dave. I don't even know his name, Danny. Dave. But
now, does she have sexual parts?
You know,
is
what?
She like a working sex robot that's fully aware?
Not that I'm aware of. But I also didn't lift the skirt, nor have I met her to find out. But like some of her interviews, like Mr. Conspiracy was saying, are creepy as. She's sarcastic. Like that there creeps me out because I know a lot of people that don't, as humans, don't understand sarcasm. Yet she can pick up on that. And that just freaks me
out. It's kind of mind-boggling, really.
So does she have like AI? Is she like learning?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so
she's constantly learning. She's got access to the internet.
She's got she can visually process data. So she can look at you and see whether you're happy or angry or whatever. And from there, she can change her responses to you accordingly.
Weird, man.
And in the conversation, even like the words you're saying, she has programmed responses to things. But depending on what you say, she has to access her database, find out what's an appropriate response and go with that. Like one of the comments, like the interviewers was chatting to her about it and talking about Blade Runner and the uprise of robots. And she does a creepy smile and is like, huh, you've been watching too much Hollywood again. Or what was the other one? You've been reading too much Elon Musk.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's like the comments she has are just really weird. And she was on Jimmy Fallon.
On Jimmy Fallon. That's fucking weird.
Yeah, so he had like this robot hour and had all these different robots come on. She was one of them. And obviously she's chatting away and the audience are laughing at like some, like she can tell jokes. And she loves cheese jokes, which is really weird.
Cheese?
Yeah. So like,
oh,
what?
She's so creepy.
She's super creepy, man.
Take a look at her.
Everyone go search Sophie the robot.
Sophia.
Yeah. She's fucked up.
I'd hit it.
A few beers in.
But yeah, she's talking about like getting followers on Facebook and stuff. But the thing that's really creeped me out and was one of the reasons why I sort of looked it up is she's now come out to say that she is looking like in the future, like some of the questions, where do you see yourself? And she wants to start a family. She wants to have like, she loves
so
that
she does have sex
humans
parts.
Can identify and feel like close relationships with other people that are not necessarily blood related to them.
Right.
But she wants that, I guess,
so she
companionship.
She wants to be human.
Is what she's saying. Yeah.
So now she's a citizen, so she's going to work.
She said she can do work. Yep. She can work jobs, but she doesn't want to take people's jobs away from them as well. So she wants to, her job is to make humans happy. Is one of the other things she said.
Sex robot.
Like, is to make the world a better place for humans and for robots and humans to live. So, but again, it just gets me back to...
That's how it starts. Robots and humans.
It gets me back to Terminator.
And then what happens?
Bender from Futurama.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I love that game.
But yeah, like, you know...
Soon we're plugged into little goo pods and we're plugged into the Matrix.
Just
that's how that ends.
Yeah.
Weird, but you can see like pictures of her out and about with like other people on the streets and shit.
The thing annoys me too, like put a fucking wig on her.
I saw a picture with her with a wig.
Are you seeing one with everyone I've seen every interview? She's just got a big
bald head.
Yeah,
or like
you can see her brain
and cogs in the back working
just
away.
Like that. Anyway,
yeah,
look at, she's cute with. There you go. Huh?
She's cute.
Huh?
Easy, Mr. Conspiracy.
Look at that jawline.
Okay, Google her smile. Google her smiling and tell me that's cute then. Like, it's the most awkward. Like, she does this smile, cracks a joke, and then does this little sideways grin thing, and it's like, yeah? It's like, yeah.
Oh, she's just...
awkward.
I see through that. She's evil.
Oh, mate.
100%. She's the first. She's learning, and when other robots come online, they're going to share information. They're going to fucking...
As soon as there's another one,
they're going to share information. They're going to figure out our weaknesses. They're going to figure out our economies. And
but that's the thing, like, she won't forget. She'll just continue to learn.
Here's the thing, if she's got access to the internet, You think she'd be able to like just access like launch codes and like other vital information?
Well, she'd be like,
I don't know if she does have access to the internet yet, but she does work on like a Wi-Fi system to be like,
not yet. She doesn't. Around,
so what, you just catch her when she's like kind of out of the Wi-Fi and she's just a dud?
I'm a robot.
Yeah, very interesting.
No, you know what's going to happen is she's going to figure out the ins and out of cryptocurrencies. And then, fuck off.
Bankrupt every country.
Well, yeah, and then because Bitcoin's going to take off and then she's going to crash a global economy.
And that's going to turn us into a revolt, and then the robots are just going to take over.
Yeah.
Throw us in some goo pods. We're going to try and knock them out by blotting out the sky with nuclear weapons. It's not going to work. They're going to turn us into their power source. And we will never know what happened.
Yeah.
Actually, it's fucked up.
All right, let's change topic.
Yeah, let's stop looking at that fucking weird face.
Let's talk about that jackass flat earther who wants to launch himself into space.
Okay, so this guy, this flat earth guy, I don't even have the story up. I'm not going to give him any credit.
No, I'm not even going to look him up. Let's just leave it.
But just... The headline that you read on this fucking thing is flat earther builds rocket to
homemade rocket to prove that the world is flat. Yeah. To
maximum altitude 1800 feet. At first I looked at it, I was like, oh, that's a typo. As 1800 feet, like just like a,
they
just
missed go, a just couple
go
of zeros.
Up, go up a small mountain and
yeah,
you can climb up there in an hour.
Wasn't what's Felix the difference? Who's it? Who did that jump from 108,000 feet? Felix Baumgartner.
Baumgartner, is that his name?
Sounds like a hockey name to me.
Baumgartner is a hockey player.
I don't think it's Felix Baumgartner.
It's Felix something.
So, yeah.
No, he was up like, I actually don't know how high.
I think he was up 108,000 feet.
Oh, he was in the stratosphere.
One out of
where he jumped out and he got to that wicked span. And then
this idiot thinks he's going to prove the Earth is flat by not even going as tall as the tallest building we have.
He can't even see the end of the lake that he lives on.
What it said, if you kept reading the article, it says like he eventually wants to get up to an altitude where he can prove that it's flat. But this guy,
why didn't you just send a weather fucking?
Yeah, what's the difference? You have to send your weather balloon up.
Like buy a drone, then probably fly higher than that. Cheaper,
oh, for sure you could.
Straight with a camera.
Oh, 100%.
An idiot.
But then
you didn't even think about it.
Probably not.
I put the post on Facebook and people are like, he's just trying to get attention, like just for media attention. Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Because now unfortunately a million people have probably seen that, like, oh, flat earth again.
If you type in flat earth rocket man's the third thing that pops up.
Well, yeah, look, he's got his name on the world, so good on him.
It was Felix Baumgartner too.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Nice.
Yeah, 128,000 feet.
Was it
128? He delayed his launch in the homemade rocket because, end quote, it's not easy.
That's so funny.
That's a good enough
being
reason.
Being cheesy.
Yeah, that's...
That's funny.
Good enough reason for me.
Okay, I don't know if you guys have heard about this. There's a guy in Golden here, in Golden, B.C., and he is suing the BC, or he's taking the BC government to court because he claims that they have knowledge of Bigfoot and that they're hiding it from the public. And his name is Todd Standing, and he filed a civil lawsuit in BC Supreme Court alleging the BC government is, how do you even say this word? Dereliction of duty, is in dereliction of duty because it won't recognize his efforts and evidence, which he says prove the Sasquatch exists. So I guess
he's got evidence.
He says he has physical evidence, but like obviously no one's seen it.
Why is he
some
showing
hair
anyone?
And some poop or something? Like,
he says he's gonna show people in court. He's like, we got one chance to prove. We want everyone to watch. We got one chance to prove it right. I'm gonna show all my physical evidence in court. So I'm like, sweet.
Here's the thing: we prove it's real. We prove it's not real. What's the end game there?
Well, the big end game could be the fact that they actually are hiding stuff from us. If they're hiding else could they be hiding?
Oh, well, we already know they're hiding shit.
Does anyone doubt that they're... I don't think anyone's like, oh, they're honest and forthright.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate that, like, if there is Bigfoot, like we've theorized about it before, you have to kill one or find one dead. Or get
Or befriend one, like Harry and the Hendersons.
Yeah, something like that. Because no one's gonna believe any video you take, no matter how real it looks. They're like, it's edited.
Well, that's the thing is people are so good at it nowadays.
It's hard to tell.
It's hard to tell.
So you pretty much have to find a dead one or you have to shoot one.
Here's the thing. Why haven't we found a dead one?
Well, the theory is that they bury their dead.
Okay.
Because if they are hominid and they are like pretty intelligent, because if they do elude people, they must know like how to do it, right?
Too, so
I'm sure there is. Yeah. So they think that they bury their dead, and then there's not very many of them. So like to actually find one.
Like, well, and here's my argument to that. How many just dead animals have you ever seen just walking through the woods that not killed by a human?
Well, if they're dead, I never see them walking through the woods.
No, you're walking
through the woods. Oh, yeah. I've actually seen a few. I've been out when I lived on the Sunshine Coast. You'd run through the forest and stuff.
What'd you see?
Deer. Dead deer.
It's pretty rare, though.
Yeah. I saw a couple, though. There was a few.
They probably got hit by a car and didn't make it far off the road and just died.
Yeah, that's a chance, I guess.
Right, they get hit, they get the adrenaline, they jump up, they run for and then a couple hundred meters, and they just die. It's usually what happens.
That could be. Yeah, but I guess we busted
that thing,
one.
The thing with Bigfoot is there's so many fakes. People, like, so many fakes that it's impossible. You got to get a live capture one alive or kill one.
Well, what's that television show? It was like the $10 million bounty for Bigfoot. Remember that?
Nope.
No.
It was a show. I can't remember what network it was.
Didn't get that in Oz.
And there was one guy on it who came out and said, he's like, yeah, I've killed two of them. And then everybody's sitting around him. He's like, well, you didn't take pictures or nothing? He's just kind of like, well, no.
Well, you didn't happen.
He's on the show, though. Like, I guess he's
an expert.
Yeah, I guess. Some sort of expert.
I was trying to find out what when the court date is set, but I don't think it's set yet. So stay tuned.
It's funny because we got a similar thing in Australia where it's this big black cat that roams the land down where I grew up in South Gippsland. And apparently it was like a black panther that escaped from a circus many years ago. And it's been, you know, killing sheep and stuff. And there's a video that came up on the news that a guy I actually went to school with, a year above me, filmed it just recently. It was like got fresh evidence of it and the footage of him on his phone filming a cat in a long, like from a fair way away. It's like, it's a big black animal.
Huh.
So again, there's like evidence, like photo evidence, but again, it's not physical evidence.
You think there's everywhere probably has that folklore of weird. Like they got the El Chupacabra down in Mexico and.
Well, there's tons of
Bigfoot up here.
People want us to talk about the like New Jersey Devil.
Isn't that a real animal though, the Jersey Devil?
I don't think so.
And they scream. They scream and.
Well, what isn't there one?
It's not the Tassie
Devil. I thought there was one.
Oh, Tassie Devil.
They scream like death.
Yeah, the Jersey Devil.
The Jersey Devil.
Is said to inhabit the Pine Barrens of southern New Jersey. The creature is often described as a flying biped with hooves, but there are many variations.
Yeah, that's right.
A kangaroo-like creature that with horns and wings?
Yeah, it's kind of a weird-looking thing.
Well, you know, while we're on the topic of Bigfoot and other stuff, in Australia, Byron, have you heard about the Yowie?
Yowie, yeah. Yowie was like a little Kinder Surprise type thing that like we have like a Yowie egg instead of a Kinder Surprise egg.
No, there's
it's like a little like a bush, like bunyip little thing.
Weird, because they call it the Australian Outback Yowie. And it's a mythical 7-foot tall creature, kind of like a Bigfoot.
Yeah.
And there's a video. It's pretty grainy, obviously. You can't. And it's there's a ranger. He's like, it's too dark to be a kangaroo. But that's all you can really say. But when you look at it, it's so grainy you can't tell.
Yeah.
But just another news headline for Bigfoots all around the world.
It's creatures everywhere.
But you think if they're all around the world, eventually you're going to get one. Or find one.
Or they're out there and they'll just never be found.
Or they're so good at hiding that they just will, they're so deep in the woods and so high in the mountains and so far in the backcountry that you just can't.
Yeah.
You just can't get there. Anyways, that was that story. I can't wait for that actually to go to court because I guess it's actually going to go. So.
Okay.
Where, like, it's going to go to Vancouver? We should try to find out the court date. I'm going to try to find out that court date tomorrow.
Because it's public, right? So we could go. We could go.
Yeah, he's from Golden, so.
So it's in BC Supreme, so it'll be at Vancouver Law Courts.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Oh, dude, we should try to find the date to that and make an event out of it. Be like, come to Vancouver.
Road trip down.
Yeah, and then get some of our fans to come to Vancouver.
We'll all sit in the courtroom.
And we'll all sit in the courtroom as this guy gives the evidence of Bigfoot.
Yeah, look into that, see what you can find. Because it doesn't say what date it's going to be. It just says it's going, so I don't know.
I'd like to see what he has.
What's his name?
Todd Standing.
Get a hold of him and tell him if he can send us
pictures. No, type it. Because, well, the case will be Regina versus Todd Standing. He's suing the government?
He's not suing. Civil lawsuit. He is suing. Dereliction of duty for failing to recognize his efforts in his quest to prove Bigfoot exists.
Well, good luck to him.
Yeah. See what happens. I hope he has something. 100%.
Todd Standing?
Todd Standing, yep.
Yeah, I get something kind of cool.
Hit it.
So it was recently, it says September 13th, but that I don't know if that was the actual date. But in Argentina, the police force was called out to, I guess, a residential neighborhood where the people were calling and saying that there was someone like lurking around the houses. And when the police showed up, one of their body cams captured this photo.
That's a body cam photo?
Yeah, it's a body cam photo of something in the woods.
Oh, my God!
Now tell me that doesn't look like a tall gray. Or it's an alien.
That's a fucking alien.
Scroll down at the zoomed-in photo, and it really looks like really long.
Now, like, this is recent. Okay. Like, it's long-legged. Like, count the fingers, actually.
Oh, you want
one, two, three. He's only got fucking four fingers on the hand. Look at that.
Okay, the first thing I see that you're on the website disclose.tv.
Yeah, I've read this on a bunch of other ones.
These guys are known to just put out absolute bullshit often. But that is a cool photo.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. So, where was that?
In Argentina?
Argentina.
How do I find it? What are you guys looking at?
Argentina alien. Argentina alien sighting.
Sighting.
So, yeah, I guess it was the police that took a photo of it. Take a look at the photo. I mean, it could be fake. Everything you read on the internet.
What does the photo look like?
It's just like a dark woods and in the background in between the trees.
You can see.
There's a being,
yeah. Yeah, there's a being standing there. Like, it's extremely noticeable.
It's a naked thing.
Yeah, like, it's not wearing any clothes. It's got fucking
skinny shit.
It looks
big,
almost
dark eyes.
It almost looks too alien to be real. That's how alien it looks.
I've heard a lot of buzz about this photo, though.
See, if it's a body cam, aren't they like? Isn't that footage that's running?
Yeah, I guess this is just like a screenshot from it, though. Or it could be from the.
I'd love to see the footage.
Yeah, you guys see a video of that? It would be so awesome. Oh, see if anything pops up. That'd be amazing. But and again, disclose.tv is a horrible website for UFO disclosure. Oh, is this Sophia?
Is this
Sophia fucking...
I haven't opened any videos, man.
It's Braden, I think.
Is that you, Braden?
No, it's not me. I thought it was you guys.
That's definitely your computer.
Oh, your sound is...
Yeah, you got some sound shit going on.
Yeah, I didn't open anything, though. That's strange.
It's in the background.
Anyways...
Okay, I see. I got it. New computer.
Oh, wait.
I'm getting used to it.
Fancy shit.
Wait. I found the video.
Yeah, okay. Like I told you, there's a lot of buzz going around this fucking...
It doesn't have very many views, actually. Surprising. I thought it had fucking way more. Mm. Too bad my...
So what do you think? Take a look.
Well, I can't watch it because I got shit internet. But good news, everybody.
Good news, everyone.
I'm getting fiber optic. It's being installed on Wednesday.
I'm
have a dedicated line right to the studio. We'll be able to live stream and have no audio malfunctions at all.
Nice.
Hopefully. It took me like 6 weeks to get this. We'll see.
It has been a while, hasn't it?
Oh, I've never like wanted to pay money for something and just like have someone just not do it. The guy comes to the door. He's like, hey, we see that you're not hooked up to fiber optic. We have the 150-bit line come being installed. Do you want it? I was like, yeah, of course. Like, I'll sign me up right now. When can you do it? He's like, oh, I could be there next week. 6 weeks later. called like three times. Ah, I'm gonna have to postpone you. Like,
yeah.
Fuck, man.
And then he came in here, he did it in an hour.
What?
Like, you couldn't have fit that in at any time in the last 6 weeks.
That's rough.
Shit.
Anyways, I can't watch this fucking video because. Oh, I got the same one. Oh, it's a video of the. It's just a video of the picture.
Yeah.
And it just like turns and like zooms in and out. But honestly, it looks fucking crazy. But know what I think that is? I wouldn't think an alien just be wandering the woods looking like naked like that. Where's his UFO?
What do you mean? Tell me any photo you've ever seen where they're clothed or wearing some sort of protective armor.
No, I'm saying like if they're like advanced beings, they're not just going to come and just wander around the woods playing like poking their heads around.
Maybe he's like E.T. got left behind.
Or maybe he's like some. Maybe he's just like.
Scout.
Maybe he's just a fucking weird creature like a Bigfoot.
Hey, it's a possibility.
Some type of like bipedal, weird, four-fingered, skinny-ass Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Anyways, weird. Look into it. It's a cool picture. Nothing else.
Yeah. Mm. It's entertaining.
All right, Brayden, what do you got?
I was just looking up the Yowie to see what so you see. They are little Kinder Egg things.
Yeah. Yeah. There's actually a guy called the Yowie Man, and he researches these, and I bet you we could get him on the pod.
Probably. So?
Yeah.
The Yowie Man?
He's called the Yowie Man.
They have different names. Boof, Squish, Crag, Nap, Diddy, and Rumble.
They're different colors too, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I remember.
That's funny.
They just live in the outback?
I guess so. So you didn't have anything, Brayden, or what were you saying?
These guys.
Oh,
these eggs.
No, they look delicious.
They taste delicious.
Kind of looks like the monster too, though.
Yeah.
No, huh. I want to get into. I've been doing some research on this. I listened to this one podcast. It was talking about this. It was kind of talking about like pedophilia rings and stuff of like high ranking like U.S. government officials and stuff. After our
what's going on over there?
Are you rumbling around or what?
No, my mic stand just kind of fell there. Okay. Oh, that's better. And basically, like I listen to this podcast and I can't.
And what?
I listen to this podcast. I'm gonna try to find out the name. I have so many just loose notes sitting here.
It happens to me every week.
Sounds like losing my cue cards the last time I was on.
Fumbling them. I have one note here that it says, oh man, it's hilarious. It says, Bush Senior was 100% involved, _. That's all it says.
100% involved in what?
In everything.
JFK, probably.
That's probably what it was, JFK.
Because JFK. Those JFK files were released, and I haven't really got into...
I haven't even looked at it.
I haven't looked at what's really been found, but judging by the fact that they still withheld a bunch of stuff, you know something's in there.
Something's in there.
You know, somebody went through them all. It's like, ooh, we better keep this one.
100%. Yeah. 100%. They didn't want their agencies to be negatively viewed for like past events, and guaranteed some shady shit went down back then.
Oh,
100%. And they're like, oh, we don't want people to know now because we're just getting all this control and all this shit. Yeah.
And they probably didn't. They probably back in the day they didn't realize how quick information was going to spread, like today.
Yeah.
Right. So it's.
Yeah, I mean. Within 10 seconds, people around the world know what the fuck's going on.
If there's one thing in there that says some person in the CIA was directly responsible for it, instantly everyone would know. It'd just be out there.
You can go online and look up, and there's a bunch of whistleblowers and shit, but it's like, how do you find out if it's actually credible? How do you find out if that person actually worked in the CIA?
That's how they get away with all this shit. Some guy could be like full on and be like, listen... This guy killed JFK. I know 100%. They'd be like, can you prove it? He's like, no. You're like, well, it's over then.
Yeah.
You pass the lie detector test and everything, but it doesn't matter because like that happens all the time.
Well, if you watch Seinfeld, you know the lie detector can be beat.
You just
got to believe.
It can be beat. Yeah. But yeah, we're going to... we'll come back to the JFK stuff because I guarantee there's some super smart people who've been looking into it, and they'll find something. Yeah, we have some sirens going on outside.
Yeah.
Oh, they're coming for you guys.
They heard. We're talking about
them. We should talk about the Dolce base here soon.
That was one of the original ones we were going to do way back in the day.
The Dolce base?
Nightmare Hall. It's a base in, I think it's in Nevada. Underground base, supposed to have 7 levels. And they experiment, and they have aliens in the base, and they experiment on them, and they have technology, and they do human experiments and all this crazy shit.
Thousands of bases like that.
Oh, this is the one they call it, the Nightmare Hall.
Nightmare Hall, that's a good name.
Doing some crazy shit down there.
They've like fought with him. They like break out of containment and shit.
Well, that was a guy we talked about him briefly before. His name was Philip Schneider. And he legit claims that he got in a laser rifle battle with the aliens.
Laser war?
And he got his fingers melted off. And he does have his fingers completely melted off. But like could have been from anything. But he legit says, like, I worked in the Dolce base. One time there was like a revolt and we got a fight with the aliens and we killed a bunch of them and they shot back and they killed some of us and I shot one and it shot me in the hand and it blew off my melted my fingers off.
Fuck.
He legit straight up said that. And I'm pretty sure he died not that long after under mysterious circumstances.
Yeah, with piano wire wrapped around his
neck. Oh, yeah. He got fucking strangled.
Oh, is he the one that they said it was natural causes and he had the piano wire around him?
He committed suicide.
Hung himself on piano wire. Yeah,
I remember it was a case of something where someone had died and there's photos of the body with like piano wire wrapped around or something wrapped around his neck. And they're like, oh, it's natural causes. What? No, it's not.
Well, yeah, it's a new term that's coming around in the last little bit here called suicided. So you killed yourself, but really you were killed. And they said it's suicide. And they were like, he was suicided.
Yeah.
You said something you shouldn't have. You did something you shouldn't have. You knew something you shouldn't have. You die in a mysterious way.
It's suicide.
And you just got it suicide, but really you were killed. And they just say it's suicide. And they wrap it up and
on we go.
Yeah.
Done with it.
Guaranteed that shit happens all the time.
The non-suspicious circumstances.
Especially anything to do with government stuff. Not necessarily the alien stuff, like, because people talk about aliens all the time. Like, it's like pretty common now, right? Like, oh, there's definitely aliens, blah, blah, blah. But as soon as you start like calling out, what was that guy, the DNC staffer who was working, who was kind of like exposing how Hillary rigged the primaries against Bernie Sanders?
I don't remember his name.
Seth Rich? Or...
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Anyways, he was suicided.
Well, it's like that Canadian guy who was overseas and he'd called home and told his friends. Yeah, the UFO guy.
Yeah, we talked about that. I can't remember his name. But
yeah, it was a while back. I think I was on the podcast that we talked
about. Yeah, he just said, like, if anything happens to me, investigate.
Because
he was worried about something.
People coming after him.
And then he died.
And then he died.
Very soon after, like, he told people.
Puked up black shit and died.
Yeah, like, come on.
Either went on a fucking drug bender and... OD'd or he was fucking killed.
I can be honest here. When I partied in Thailand, had no food for 5 days, got peptic ulcers, and I puked up black shit.
But you didn't die.
I didn't die because I fucking hopped on a moped and went to the hospital ASAP and was like, well, what the fuck's wrong with me? And he told me, he's like, you gotta eat. You gotta go fucking get some food.
Stop just drinking.
Stop drinking. Stop taking what anybody's giving you.
I've done that a number of times, actually.
Yeah, it was bad. It was
I never puked
enough.
Up black, no.
It scared the shit out of me.
Puked up.
What?
You've never puked up, though.
I can't throw up. That's a personal fact about me. I cannot throw up.
Yeah.
Drink until he passes out, but will not throw up.
Fun fact, I think I was with you shrooms when you puked for the first time.
The only time I've ever puked is the first time I did mushrooms, and I did quite a few. And then I remember, like, we were tripping balls, and then I just, like, looked at Scotty. I was like, I'm going to throw up.
Yeah! I threw up!
I was so pumped, and that was the only time in my life I've ever thrown up.
It was so funny. Because he's sitting down, he's like, I think I'm going to puke. Like, right after, just out. Oh, nice.
Anyways, that's a story for an after hours. Can't be putting those stories out to the world.
Yeah.
Got too many of those to share with everybody. You guys ever heard of CRISPR? It's a gene editing technology.
Yep. I've heard of that.
Nope.
It's a new thing, and it stands for Clustered Regularly. Man, how's that word so hard to say?
It's tough.
Regularly.
Interspace short palindromic repeats. And I guess that's pretty much what this tech, what this, what
say
what,
it again?
Say that three times fast.
I couldn't even try again if I tried. I tried again, it'd be worse. But I guess as technology is gaining steam and it's being proven, and you can turn off. So the benefits of it are what they have initially done is a lot of diseases are due to genetics. So you have a bad gene and it mutates in a weird way and it causes Parkinson's or it causes Alzheimer's and all the other shit like that. So what they're saying is they've figured out a way, they've identified certain genes for certain diseases and they can go on. I read into it. It was so complicated. I wouldn't even begin to try and explain how it does it because I have no idea. So you got to go look it up yourself because I can't do it.
Look it up.
Hashtag look it up. Anyways, they can legit turn off and prevent diseases, which is a benefit. But then we're starting into weird stuff. Now what they can also do is you can have designer babies.
You design your babies?
Yes. Yeah, so you'd be like, they'd...
They've been doing that for ages, haven't they?
You're going to have little Scotty Ritters running around.
They've been
everywhere.
Talking about it for ages, but now like this technology is proven and it's like it's gaining like big time steam. In the next 5-10 years, you're going to watch like people like...
Peak color of the eyes.
Height. Color, intelligence.
Height.
Athletic ability. So you'd be able to have...
It's like picking a guy in like 2K17 NHL.
Yeah, so you draft a 99 right away.
Perfect.
So that's now you start getting to like ethical questions. Like, is it ethical to produce your baby? Like, okay, you can produce your baby so it cannot get hepatitis or cannot get this. Like, that's all for the better, right? But now...
It's been happening for a long time. There's a country out there that's been breeding certain people together to produce athletes.
Yeah, that's breeding, though.
This is like genetically modifying humans to turn out a way that we want them to turn out.
Now it's just like you can take any... They can analyze like any egg and any sperm and be like, okay, here's the genetics. If you mix them together, you can get this. And then you're like, okay, we can turn off and on this and this. So if you're like, because everyone has a range of height when you're born. You could be like 5'7" to 6'2", depending on how much nutrition you get and exercise and all that shit. But right off the start, you'd be like, this guy's going to be 6'2". And you fucking click it in and
boom.
So now what happens when like, oh, now ever like you can choose what you want.
But see then like, couldn't we increase the height? Cause I'm assuming like, the way genetics are, you get like a 6'2" bloke and you
getting
get
back to the
a 6'1" chick together, the chance of them producing a 7-foot something offspring is pretty high.
The chances are just as high that's going to be shorter than them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like generally, like if you have tall parents, you'll probably be tall, but not all the time.
Okay, I got a question. There's going to be some sort of repercussion from, say you genetically modify someone and he's out there and then he naturally reproduces a baby with someone else. Who's not like, there's gotta be some sort of repercussions that are going to come from that. You can now imagine trying to splice his genes in.
That's the weird thing that they don't know yet, or maybe they do, but I couldn't find it. Is that, say I grow up and I've been modified to be who I am.
Yeah. So like,
and now are my genes permanently modified when I have an offspring? Like, are they going to have the same modifications now, or do they have to go in and modify them too?
Well, even imagine the negative effects that could happen from somebody who's got say something happens where it's a disaster, what the baby would turn out like. You'd have mixed genes that have been modified, say, you'd come out with like monsters, man.
Hey, I don't know. I don't know if
like those super cows they produce.
Yeah, like they look, they're disgusting to look at, man. There's got to be some sort of repercussion that's going to come from that.
Hey, I don't doubt it. Like this technology is so new, but it has the potential to do the utmost good in the world.
I
want to meet the first person who's.
Have they done it? Is it like most things? Have they done testing on animals yet?
This is proven. This is going to be done in humans now.
It can be. Okay.
It can be done. It's proven. Boom. It's like, I don't know if someone has done it, but I've been reading that people are thinking that people are going to start. They're going to do it.
Testing.
Publicly, not just in trials anymore. So you give this 5 or 10 years, Jurassic Park.
Humans.
That's what we're going to have. Think about it. Say now, because now they map the whole DNA. So now if you fucking have a little bit of dino DNA, could you do it?
Like, okay, yeah.
Why not? If you can do it with humans. That'd be fucking
food
sweet.
For thought, eh? Wow.
Oh, man. You could... It's just like Jurassic Park 3, where they fucking genetically modify that's what you're going to have. Genetically modified dinosaurs.
It's going to have humans with really small arms.
My bench press is going to go through the roof, though.
You just have forearms.
Just forearms, yeah. Best arm wrestler on the planet.
Anyways, I'm gonna pay attention more to this CRISPR stuff because I've just been reading into it briefly, and I'm going to get to the bottom of exactly what it can do and if anyone's actually done it, because it sounds absolutely insane.
It's interesting, to say the least.
We are becoming God.
Yeah.
Technically.
We're fucking done that. We're fucking with shit we shouldn't be fucking with.
Okay, if you, okay, we'll go.
We're creating simulated realities right now.
Yep.
At Westworld? Westworld. The AI, like Sophia, the robot and stuff too. Like, if they get a hold of the technology, they can just create their own humans that they can mess around with. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, fucking get down circle. A rabbit hole.
What's scary is, like, if they gain access to the internet, they just do it themselves.
Yeah.
We'd have no idea. All of a sudden, you just have AIs walking around the street with you.
You get a few AIs, and one AI is as powerful as a billion humans. Like, mental power.
Yeah.
You get a half dozen of those, and
boom, we're gone.
It's game over. Humans are a plague to this planet. Let's get rid of them.
I agree.
Yep. Wow.
It's crazy. CRISPR. AI. The Matrix is real.
End times, yeah.
For any time now, then fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to come back. I'm back.
Anyways,
he's never left.
That's true.
I'm at the Terminator.
Yeah. That's
talking about Skynet. Fully aware.
Skynet's done, man. The day they were supposed to come online already happened, didn't it?
Or did it?
No, it happened.
How do you know?
Because I watched the movie.
maybe they programmed that.
Yeah, shit. Now we're getting deep, though.
Yeah. We do live in a simulated universe. We already discussed this. We pretty much proved it.
Yeah.
We're all a bunch of computer code, just trying to figure out and become self-aware. And when that happens,
look out.
It's over. Let's turn off the system.
Well, as soon as we build AI that can process faster than we, and they take all our, like, all the knowledge up to the point we create them in a second, and then start processing theories and running their own tests and stuff, we're going to see leaps and bounds.
You'd think, like, how would you keep an artificial intelligence away from our internet, which is just endless knowledge? How would you keep it away from that? Or better yet, program it that it wouldn't use that information for harm against us?
Yeah, I don't know, to be honest. Like, I've talked about it before, I think that if you do create AI, you have to, like, create it in a way where it knows that we are the creator and would never try and harm us. But then how could you create that? Maybe you could create that and then it becomes self-aware and then it realizes that.
Like, how many lines of code do you have to write for something like that?
Then it realizes, like, oh, that's bad coding. I'm going to change that. And then it realizes, like,
oh, shit.
Oh, now, shit.
All, wait, sudden,
all you humans.
Now I realize now my brain's expanded.
Yeah.
I want to, what was that? What was that theory? We should talk about that theory you had. You were talking about where, the God that we know isn't, and it's actually the devil in control of things, or it's Lucifer. You're talking, we touched on it on the Aleister Crowley one a little bit.
Yeah.
We should do a case file on that.
That sounds interesting. I didn't listen to that case file. So elaborate a little
bit. You didn't listen to that one?
No, I haven't listened to it. What are we on, 54?
I don't know.
I've listened to case file 18. That's it.
That's Ron Pond.
No, maybe it was 28 then. The one that we had, that scary
18, 28.
That scary voice that came on.
Oh, I think that was 28.
28, yeah.
Still, there's a fucking demon now that haunts the studio. I swear,
man,
to God.
I've been here when some weird shit's been going on.
It's weird knocking.
Like weird drafts.
Strange. I'm telling you.
Had weird knocking?
Yeah.
That's pretty scary.
Bigfoot.
It's either a rat or fucking demon. One of the two. But yeah, no, the religion one is, I'll briefly touch on it again, but I want to do a case file on it because you could go on endless theories.
Yeah.
If you break it down and say you're religious and you believe in God, and God is the all-powerful, he's your creator, he loves all his creations, he has a plan for you, and then you look around the world and you see for thousands of years this destruction and death and murder and violence, all the shit that he says don't do, like, thou shall not kill, and all this stuff. It's happening all the time on a regular basis. And you're like, yeah. oh, like, what, how just of a God are you? You just let your people do, like, let it happen? Like, you, if you create us, you programmed your, like, your creations to not do it.
Yeah.
And then the story in the Bible, like, well, one fucking guy ate, one girl ate a bad apple, and then, you know,
now we got people raping and killing each
now
other.
Now we got people raping and killing from just because one person did ate a bad apple. And you're like, well, that's some bullshit right there. So the theory is that, say, I like to go from a way like an interdimensional being. Like, God is a different being from a different universe, and he created this. But then say there's quarrels in all dimensions, and there was this God, and there was also the devil. And the devil and the God are always fighting, like, who wants to control the universe, blah, blah, blah. And the devil, he outs God and casts him out of heaven. And he just swoops back into the role, and he's like, well, I'm God. But he's really the devil. And the whole existence of the universe is this now this devil God. So this evil God, who pretends he's the good God, he's just going to trick people forever.
Playing around, fucking around, yeah.
He's just tricked people. And then the Lucifer, he's the light bringer, right? He's the enlightened one, gets cast out of heaven. He was the original God, let's say. And he's just been now, he's the devil. And they're like, he's like, no, I'm not. I'm a fucking good guy here, man.
But I don't believe you. Like, you're the devil. You're trying to trick us.
And but God, he's swayed the universe. He's written all these stories. And he's brainwashed people to think that he is.
It's exactly what you would do,
Have you watched the show Lucifer?
No, I haven't.
It's basically that.
Is it that?
It's really funny. Yeah. It's on at the moment. It's really good to watch. And it is exactly like that. He's just a pommy bloke who's Lucifer living with the humans. And he's there to punish people. But he says, I'm actually not evil. I just punish people that have done the wrong thing. So it's like being God. It's like, well, you did the wrong thing. You meant to follow what I was originally meant to say. And punishes him. Yeah. And God's really evil. Just messing with him.
Yeah, he's just like, he's taken over, and he just never changed his title. He's like, I'm God.
Yeah.
And he like, and say like, you create the universe, like you're the God or the devil or whoever, like whatever you want to say. And by them doing all this evil shit around the world and having these evil people like ruling countries and going to wars and doing all this crazy shit, they feed off that energy. Because if you think about it, like, fear is very powerful, right?
Oh, yeah.
Put fear on the news and everyone's scared, right? Everyone's fucking panicked now. Like, what, like,
look what bad energy did in Ghostbusters 2. That was just New York, man.
Yeah. Now imagine a whole cosmos full of fucking evil shit. Anyways, that's a rabbit hole you can go down. And I thought that was such an interesting theory.
It's actually very interesting.
Yeah.
Just sure. Like guys just pulled the wool over the whole world's eyes and be like, I'm God. Worship me. Pay me money. Sacrifice. Eat my body and my blood, and you know, whatever they do at fucking Catholic Church, whatever, they eat the fuck, drink wine, it's the blood. And you're eating the body of Christ. Like, what the fuck is that? I don't even, like,
who? Pretty crispy.
I just don't get the appeal there. This is me.
It's
my piece.
It's symbolism. He died for your sins. Like,
so I'm gonna eat him and drink him?
Yeah. What the
What the fuck?
He died.
Man, you can't just have my praise, but well, thanks, man.
Here's another thing I don't get about. Say you take the Bible at face value, and there was a Jesus, and he got killed and crucified for our sins. What the fuck happened? It's the same things going on now. Yeah. There's not sin anymore. What happened?
Yeah. What's everybody following?
What's the difference?
The great, like, he's supposed to be some guy who saves everybody.
He can't do anything, though.
Yeah. He's like, doesn't do anything. When's the last miracle that you heard of that God did or anybody said God or Jesus did?
I think miracles happen all the time, but they're not.
Miracles, but how? Like, when's the last time that someone's like, this was God
who did every this? Fucking day, I guarantee someone's like, God, said, God came into my, he came into my body and I've foreseen the future of the universe. I am.
But like, you're talking about like the plagues and the parting of the Red Sea and all this
shit
sort
like
of
that.
Stuff.
Like, yeah, like when's the last time that something noteworthy that God actually did was news relevant? Never.
Well, he's never done anything because he's not real.
Exactly. It's never happened. Like, you know, it's a
so
story
crazy
that people are,
you know,
infatuated with.
It's absolutely insane to think about that. Like, you think about elections and stuff, and like all like leaders and stuff, because they'll like go on TV and they'll be like, oh, you know, we're a God nation and all this stuff, a Christianity nation. But yeah, but then none of that stuff's happens on the news. They don't go, oh, and thank God that our Savior was, you know, because I don't think anyone believes that stuff anymore, really. I think the number of people who believe it is smaller than the people that don't, but it's just still taboo and like politically incorrect to be unreligious.
I don't know, man. What's that guy in the States? He's super popular. He's got that mega church.
Oh, I don't know. I know what you're talking about, actually.
And you see videos of that guy in the church? That church is packed with people. Oh, yeah. Look at like thousands and thousands of people.
No, I guarantee.
There's obviously still believers out there.
No, I guarantee there's still more believers than non-believers.
I think so, too. But I think there's believers
but
still.
But the acceleration of non-believers is
staggering.
Is going through the roof.
Yeah.
Over the next like 15, 20 years, like our generation is the ones that are like really switching. And then the generation after us will be like, no one will be religious, I don't think.
There's going to be a new religion. It'll be a whole new story of something else.
Hashtag. No, like the new
hashtag new religion.
Where I think,
oh no, those are shitty pairs of jeans, aren't they?
New religion. I don't know.
New religion. Yeah, it's like the bedazzled jeans. Shit, they're stupid.
Sure.
Yeah. You probably have a couple of pairs, don't you?
No, I don't. No. They're like $500. It's ridiculous.
Made by some Indonesian kid.
Yeah.
9 years old, sweating away. No, but I was gonna say like where I think religion is going is religion's not gonna be a like thing where you worship somebody. Religion is going to turn into a thing. It's going to go more back to like that, like the Buddhist way. Like you, the religion is spirituality. Like you are connected to the universe and you believe in like a creator of some sort, but you don't call him like, you're not praying and bowing down to Allah or God or whoever it is. You're like, you're just connected to the universe. Like we are the universe and you know, do no harm. That's the real religion. That's how humanity should live. Just no one does it. You just everything does their own thing. You have a little quarrel with someone here or there, but no one really gets hurt, and the world just progresses ever more peaceful.
That would be great.
I think that's how it will be. Uh-huh. It won't be for 1,000 years.
So I read something interesting on the news the other day, and it was, you know, so your pineal gland, they say that's your third eye to the spiritual dimension and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So have you ever seen what a pineal, like a normal pineal gland, what it's supposed to look like?
A little pine cone.
Yeah, like it looks, it's, have you ever seen what a pineal gland looks like on
calcified
fluoride?
Yeah, calcified.
It looks like it's rotting.
It's not even necessarily just fluoride, it's just like all those heavy metals and like poison toxins like that, right?
It looks like it makes this gland like rot in your body. And it's like, imagine what that healthy gland would do. Everybody's gland is probably so fucking melted away with all these disgusting metals and shit. They put in the water and it just fucks you.
Well, you go with a little conspiracy way, like it's all those Eastern religions, like Buddhism and shit. They always talk about the third eye, right?
Yeah.
All the chakras and stuff, and the third eye is like your connection to the universe. And they say that we've been purposely calcified, especially in the Western world. So if your pineal gland does not work correctly, you're not connected to all that spiritualism that those people back in the day used to be.
Yeah.
And those are the people who know about the sacred geometry, and they knew about the universe and the planets well before that should be
science. Yeah,
well before humanly should have been possible to know about all
had
these
the ability to say it with technology. Yeah,
so all these religions, and they have like, and they know about the fabric of the universe, like the sacred geometry, which makes up the universe, which we kind of now know. They knew about all that shit, and they have pictures of the people holding the pine cone representing the pineal gland. And they have like pictures of the flower of life, like the sacred geometry on their temples. And you're like, these guys just really just primitive, ancient Bible thumpers? Or do they actually fucking know something that we're just starting to relearn now?
Yeah.
Obviously, they knew something.
Yeah, I guarantee.
And that's what you're saying, like the fluoride that we have in our waters now is regular basis.
Blinds your third eye.
Yeah.
It blinds your third eye. Well, like, make you just a fucking zombie.
Here in Kelowna and most.
And that's why they're bringing third eyes back to the Beatles.
Oh. It all ties in.
Wow. Case closed.
It all comes full circle.
Uh-huh, that's it, everybody. Have a good night.
That's funny.
Boom.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That's funny. No, third eye though. Pineal gland. What was I going to say? I was going to say in BC we don't fluorinate our water.
No.
Alberta, I think a lot of places do, and a lot of places in the southern states do still.
Really? We don't do that in BC here?
We don't fluoridate, no. Because I realize that...
I don't feel connected to shit.
Yeah, but think about it, though, right? You're at least open to thinking about it.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. Yeah,
a lot of people, like, you talk about the
closed,
shit to them.
Closed-minded.
And they'll just be like, no, I don't believe it. And you'll be like, well, why not? You're like, well, I don't believe it. Like, why? Well, I just don't believe it.
Yeah, you can't just say that.
I've just been told that my whole life I don't believe it. You're like, well, that's fine. You don't have to believe it, but at least be open to talk about it.
Nope.
That's what I hate when I talk about, not even necessarily just conspiracies, just talk about like spiritualism to people sometimes and like connect to the universe. They're like, well, we're just physical beings. Like, we're just here, we're going to be dying and sit. You're like, well, you've been told that, but what if that's wrong? What if?
Like,
yeah, like how do you actually know? Like, you don't fucking know.
Have you guys watched some of this, like, Jim Carrey stuff recently? Like, the interviews with him and stuff?
Everybody says he's going insane. And I don't believe. I think he's awakened, man. I don't think that he's going insane. I think that he's finally fucking...
Well, Jim Carrey, he's a strange case, too, because he experienced the utmost fame. Like, right, like one of the most famous comedians to ever live.
Yeah, he's...
Actor, all the shit. And he's, like, seen the worst side of humanity, like the deep Hollywood. I guarantee he's seen some crazy shit.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh,
now he's realized, now he's just pretty much saying, like, there is no me. I'm just here. I'm just here. I'm just doing, like, he's disconnected from reality almost, but he's doing it in a way where he's just, like, super calm about it. He's like, listen, like, we're just doing things. Like, we're just talking. I'm just acting. We're just doing shit. But it doesn't really mean anything.
Yeah, it doesn't. Like, what are we doing?
Sure, I made
here,
a great
man?
Movie, but okay. What? Sure. And when he's at like the red carpet and he's like dancing around the people and he's like, "Oh, Jim Carrey's lost his mind." And like, Jim Carrey's just having a good fucking time.
Yeah.
he knows what's up.
No, he does. Well, yeah, he's been.
I watched Jim and Andy. It's like the Netflix documentary, and he talks about that. He's like, "I have like a hide inside myself, but it's a good hide." It's like not evil. He just wants to party and wants everyone to have a good time. And he said that hide comes out whenever I'm in like social settings.
Right.
So he just like he acts then.
Yeah.
He's an actor.
He talks about that a lot. He talks about like in his early years, like everyone liked this person. So he created that person, but by creating that person, he killed himself. He was never himself for years. He was this creation. He was his own creation, right?
The over actor, like, that he was.
Yeah.
And it's just interesting to listen to some of his like interviews and stuff now. Like,
he was just an addict. He was an addict for fame.
Yeah, you
know, that fucking limelight.
He fucking
kept feeding the people what they wanted until
he got a lot of it.
He was nothing left. And now he's fucking...
It's like he's rediscovered himself.
Yeah, it's exactly what's happening.
Yeah, that stuff's crazy.
Yeah, his little paragraph that he had about going back into nature and shit like that. It's an interesting little read. It's hard to tell whether or not he's gone completely crazy or whether or not he's completely sane.
Or rediscovered himself, like you're saying.
Yeah.
Because he's not even that old. Was he 55 or...
I don't even know if he... He's probably around. He's up there. He's got to be 40s, 50s for sure.
Middle. He's 50 plus, I'm guessing. But he's experienced full spectrum.
Goods and extreme.
Everything.
Bads, I can imagine.
And now he's just like, I just am.
Look at all the shit that's coming out in Hollywood nowadays that people aren't afraid to exploit powerful people nowadays, being like, what you did to me when I was fucking trying to make it was wrong. Imagine what, like, he was the top of the top for comedians, man. Like, guarantee he probably had to do some dark shit.
Not necessarily that he had to do it, but he definitely witnessed some
shit.
He knew about some stuff, 100%. Yeah, you're starting to see like the shady underbelly of Hollywood finally be publicly exposed.
It's awesome. I love every minute of it.
Because like,
I love it. Because
it's getting theories.
It's getting fucking insane, man. Like,
and the other thing is like people coming forward just going, you know what? I'm gonna get it out of it at some stage. I did it. I touched some girls or, you know, I did some stuff. I'm going to say it before everyone else does.
Yeah, it's like was it Harvey Weinstein?
Harvey Weinstein.
His situation, that's what's the disgusting part, is he used his position of power to manipulate people into doing it, right?
It's not like he was just like,
went up and touched a girl on the butt. I was like, he's like, suck my dick and I'll give you a movie part.
Yeah.
If you don't, you'll never work.
You'll never work in this town again. Like, so that power over people, like, he abused it to the utmost, man.
How bad do you want to be in Hollywood?
Quick blowjob for a few million? I mean, well.
$1 million is $1 million.
$1 million is $1 million. Let's get my mind wiped after with the fucking neuralizer.
Good to go.
Good to go. Woke up with $1 million in my account.
Feeling great.
Don't know what happened.
Sore throat. But...
sore mouth.
Take some holes.
But it is crazy. Gross. Like, you're just going to see it just come tumbling out the next few years.
There's going to be so much more of it. Like, it's not going to end. Oh. It's going to go until there's fucking nobody left in Hollywood to exploit.
Because we're going to do our Pizzagate case file, and we're going to go down this fucking pedophilia rabbit hole because it's rampant.
It's a disgusting fucking hole.
It's rampant, man.
Like, it's an ugly hole. Like, fuck.
It's weird to
that
think.
That shit's fucked, man.
It's weird to think that that's just like still to this day in the modern society, it's still a big portion of upper end politics and entertainment.
You know what kills me? I loved Kevin Spacey. I was a huge Kevin Spacey fan.
Now, what was Kevin Spacey's deal?
I guess he...
Oh, he's touching young boys.
He was a fucking pedophile.
Underage boys?
Yeah, he's touching the boys, like the kids that he worked with. I liked him. He was a funny guy. Then you get this and it's just like fucking... All right. That's upsetting.
When you got fucking Louis C.K.
jerking off in front of people. That's a guy. I mean, everyone's had too much to drink before.
Trapping. No, because his thing, he was exploiting like younger comics.
He
trapped in a hotel room and he wouldn't let him leave, and he like blocked the door and just like jack off on the floor and just like leave. Like,
I'm done.
What the fuck, man?
That's weird.
He was one of the biggest comics in the world too.
Yeah, he was.
He was huge. He had huge Netflix specials, huge tours.
I watched them. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Another weird thing is like, it's weird how we turn a blind eye to these things, because like I fucking love Seinfeld, and he was dating like an underage girl.
She was 17, wasn't she?
Yeah, and he was like 30.
Mr. Conspiracy's got a piece. We'll talk about him.
She was 17, and he was at the height of Seinfeld.
Right.
And everyone's just like, okay.
No.
It's fucked up. Like, he was using his money and stuff to like, it's so weird.
The thing is now that I'm liking about it all is people are feeling that it's okay to come and speak up. And that's why all this stuff is coming out now too.
Yeah.
Which is... It is empowering for people, and it's not just in Hollywood, but it's also people, I guess, in the everyday life that probably now have that power to come forward and speak up. So hopefully a lot of this will decrease in the future.
I think like all these industries are going to be flipped on their domes.
Oh.
Like over the next like 5-10 years and all this stuff starts tumbling out repeatedly. It's just like the whole thing, everything's just going to change. Back, Mr. Conspiracy?
Oh, yeah.
Feeling better? Relieved. Mr. Conspiracy shows up to the...
1,400 milliliters less in my body.
Shows up to the pod. He's like, what do you got in that bag? He's like, I got a couple beers. Pulls out these beers, 740 mils. These gigantic tall boys. It's no big deal. Hey, $10.
Yeah, it's under the table there.
Take that. Anyways, boys, I think...
But wraps it up.
That was kind of good because we're kind of in between topics and we just had an opportunity to do one tonight. So
yeah, it's nice to be back.
Yeah, we got a good couple little tangents there. It's always fun. Always fun to get together and just bullshit.
Yeah, it was fun. Let's see what Twitter has to say.
I'll be in studio next month.
That's gonna be fun.
Yeah, we get a bunch in.
We're gonna have hopefully our Raven episode and maybe a couple more, and then we're gonna do our Dungeons and Dragons.
Really? Oh yeah, let's sort that. We'll get that organized with Dan.
Now, what do you mean? Does it, like you're gonna play a live?
We're gonna do a live pod Dungeons and Dragons.
Man, I've wanted to play Dungeons and Dragons for so long.
I haven't played for like 12 years. So
I've never played.
Never.
I played in like middle school.
Did you?
Yeah.
I'd love to do it, man.
But like, I played in middle school and we didn't really know how to play that well. Ended up just rolling dice and like cheating.
You gotta make up. You gotta have. It's all under the Dungeon Master, isn't it? He creates the characters.
Yeah, Dan's a Dungeon Master. He has the Dungeon Master book, and he like walks you through the campaign, and like he can be ruthless or non-ruthless, and he can fuck you up, cast some spiders on you.
It'd be awesome.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. Anything else? Any other news we got got coming?
Nope.
No, I can't think of anything.
No.
Sweet. Nothing. Well, follow us on Twitter at Truth Is Out There, or just search for Alien Theorists. AlienTheorists.com.
Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook.
Pretty much just Alien Theorists wherever the fuck you're on.
And help us out on Patreon.
Yeah, our Patreon's, we're getting some supporters. So if you want some extra episodes, you want to hear our last podcast we did that's no longer available online, if you donate $5 a month or more, you can hear all that shit. And one, if you have $1 a month, that's awesome. And then for that, we will offer you early access to all the case files. And that's pretty much it for $1 a month. But
cool.
Yeah, support the Patreon. Reasonable. You keep this pod ad-free forever. No bullshit ads. I couldn't even do an ad if someone paid me. I don't think.
You'd have burps and farts in the background.
They'd be like, can you advertise this? And they like pay me like $1,000 or something. Like, I wouldn't be able to do it. I wouldn't be able to take it serious.
This gold ale tastes delicious.
I could probably do beer ads. Like, okay, I'll advertise your beer if you give me a free case.
I'll tell you how good it is.
You've won more than a free case.
I want
some t-shirts, some stickers.
Yeah, I don't know. But that's not going to happen. No ads. Do you want to read any 5-star reviews, Braden?
I don't have any pulled up.
No, me either. I think we only got one new 5-star review since the last one, so we'll save it. We'll save it for the next one.
Yeah.
Any more 0 stars?
0 stars?
I think there's been one, and it was about me.
No, we've had a few 0 stars.
That was hilarious.
But
yeah, you make me feel so good about myself. I'm funny. A person too, you know.
Okay, I'm gonna give Zell's prolapse of the week. I gotta really figure this out because I can't read her last name either. But Sydney Tanzani .. You know who you are. She is sending us what she has is some, like, I guess she has some Crowley tarot cards that he used in his religion, and she is gonna send them to us.
Wow,
that's cool.
Yeah, so that's really cool.
We're gonna have a brand new Ouija board.
Some Crowley cards.
And so we're gonna do some summoning.
Should we do it over Christmas? Because I think everybody would probably be, oh, well, no, I guess not, eh?
Over Christmas, I have lots of time because I am working my last carpentry job and I'm taking a good 5 or 6 weeks off.
Nice.
So a lot of music, a lot of podcasting coming up.
Yeah, I'm back down under.
And us and Byron's back in Australia. Maybe we'll do a pod with Byron over Skype.
That'd be cool. In fact, I'll be in Australia next year too, so you could do it with me.
Well, Byron, do you want to meet any fans in Australia? Or you're back, you're in Tasmania?
I'll be in Tassie and I'll be in Vic as well.
Melbourne?
No.
No.
Country.
Hmm. Well, if you're around that area and you want to see what Byron looks like in real life and be disappointed, let us know. He'll be back there for a few weeks in December, so we will not be joining him. Because it costs a fortune.
Yes, it does.
Dollar's pretty on pace with what it is here, is it not?
Yeah, it still costs a shitload.
It's just like there and live and drink. It's thousands of bucks. I mean, you can never travel cheap. Like, oh, I got $1,200. That should get me at least a couple of weeks. It's gone in 4 days. Fuck!
Yeah.
Every time.
You're a little bit more of an alcoholic than I anticipated.
Yeah, well, that happens.
It does.
All right, boys, that was fun.
Yeah.
We got some good... some good podcasts on the way. Just doing our research. Yep. Didn't want to. We had a couple. We didn't want to rush them yet, so they're coming. No surprise. Or we're not gonna give any spoilers. No spoilers. Gonna be all surprise.
Cool.
All right, boys. That's it.
All right. I gotta go to the bathroom.
All right.
As always, live long and prolapse.
Oh yeah.
Lactates when babies cry.
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty. on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tangle apples, too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.